Homeless people are among the least healthy members of our society. They generally suffer from poor nutrition, have high rates of mental illness and substance abuse, and can be regularly exposed to the elements. But Boston has become an international model for how to provide health care to the homeless, and it's earned that reputation based on the work of one tireless, single-minded physician. As part of our continuing series on visionaries, WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer has this profile of Dr. Jim O'Connell.
To understand why Jim O'Connell is so unlike most other doctors, visit him on a Monday or Wednesday night. You won't find him at home or at a medical clinic or a hospital.
And we're on what's called the downtown van, so we're going to do some of South Boston, and then we're going to go downtown.
He'll be in a van, stockpiled with plastic-wrapped sandwiches, hot chocolate, warm blankets, and dry socks. Two evenings a week, he rides around the city looking for people who need his help.
Can you see who that is?
I was sober 12 and a half years. I just recently relapsed. I'm not a scumbag.
Near a parking lot in South Boston, two disheveled women take up his offer to bring them to a shelter for the night.
Let's get help.
What's your first name?
Kathleen.
Kathleen. I'm Jim O'Connell, by the way. I don't know if I've met you before.
Oh, Father, I need your help, Father. Please, Father, help me.
I'm actually, you know what? I'm a doctor. I think my mother wishes I had become a priest, but I didn't.
At age 64, Jim O'Connell may be as close to a holy man as any doctor. He's been riding this Pine Street Inn outreach van for more than 25 years, not practicing medicine in the conventional sense, but giving food and blankets and limitless time to people who live on the streets, because he knows if he can win their trust, he may be able to persuade them to accept medical care from Boston Healthcare for the Homeless, the organization he founded in 1985.
Dr. Jim.
Tommy.
How you doing?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
I haven't seen you for a while.
Because I'm doing the right thing, you know what I mean?
Sam, how are you? Hey, Elizabeth.
Steven.
So where's Steven? Okay, Steven's here. Okay. Susie?
At his clinics, like this one at Mass General Hospital, O'Connell cares exclusively for street people, or people who used to be homeless but now have housing thanks to his team. And this is where he transforms from outreach worker to traditional doctor.
Yep. Did you see his pathology report? He has erythema multiforme, but related to porphyria cutanea tartar. And it's much better now anyway, so.
Boston Healthcare for the Homeless isn't a place, it's a network. O'Connell has spent almost three decades building the organization from six employees to 350. They include full-time doctors, nurses, dentists, and psychiatrists in more than 80 locations. He's turned it into the largest program of its kind in the U.S. and a template for similar programs around the world. So it's all the more remarkable that for a long time, Jim O'Connell had absolutely no idea what he wanted to do with his life. And his degrees in philosophy and theology hadn't come with many marketable skills.
I was uniquely prepared for, like, bartending and driving cabs, you know.
So O'Connell spent his 20s wandering, working odd jobs, bouncing around the country. At one point, he and a bunch of friends bought an old barn in Vermont and lived there for more than a year, mostly just talking and reading and baking bread.
I remember not being totally at peace with what I wanted to do or be. And I started to get more and more agitated about, I've got to figure out what it is I'm going to do.
Then, during a trip abroad in his late 20s, he witnessed a gruesome motorcycle accident. O'Connell waited with the rider until help came.
And I had this unbelievable discussion with him while his leg was broken in two. He talked about what his life had been like growing up. He cried for a little bit. But I realized I felt really comfortable in that spot after a while. And the conversation I had made me really wish I could help fix his leg.
At age 30, O'Connell started medical school. He got into Harvard and, to his amazement, loved it. Even won a fellowship to Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. But then his chief of medicine had a request. Would he put off his fellowship for a year to be the full-time doctor for a new homeless program in Boston?
I cringed, groaned, and thought, oh, no, after all this time, I finally know what I want, and they're going to derail me.
But since it was the chief asking, O'Connell felt he had to say yes, even though he knew so little about homelessness that he thought the Pine Street Inn was a hotel. This was the mid-'80s, when homeless people were flooding emergency rooms. Boston had gotten a grant to find better ways to provide medical care to the homeless, and O'Connell arrived at Pine Street, his new workplace, with swagger.
Let me tell you, after 7 years of school, you have an unbelievably and horrifyingly grotesque sense of ego that you can handle anything. Okay, I have made it.
The shelter's veteran nurses were unimpressed. They limited O'Connell to soaking the swollen, damaged feet of shelter residents. He decided taking the job had been a terrible mistake. Then one night, a very sick man whose feet he'd been soaking for a month spoke to him for the first time.
He looked down at me and he said, "Hey, I thought you were supposed to be a doctor." And I kind of went, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, what the hell are you doing soaking feet?" And I said, "I have no idea, but I'm doing whatever the nurses tell me to do."
That interaction started a little miracle. Until then, the man had refused any medical treatment. But a couple nights later, he asked O'Connell for medicine to help him sleep. Then he agreed to take another medication to control his schizophrenia. Soon after that, he moved into a group home.
So I remember thinking, oh my God, the nurses are onto something. Nothing changes in the life of a homeless person unless you can take the time to win their trust, be present.
And O'Connell realized that while he knew how to treat pneumonia, he didn't know how to treat it in patients with psychosis and cocaine addictions. He encountered rare diseases like diphtheria and trench foot. Medicine among the homeless was complicated and challenging.
I was thwarted at every turn by whatever the socioeconomic issues were. Somebody needed insulin, but it needed to be refrigerated, but they're outside. They needed a needle to be able to give themselves insulin, but the shelters don't allow you to have needles because those are contraband. It just, everything didn't work. And I needed to learn it all over again. And it was kind of delightful.
The nurses taught him something else. If you wait for homeless people to come to you, you've lost the battle. So he began treating patients on the streets and setting up clinics anywhere homeless people might be. Domestic violence shelters, mental health facilities, detox programs, even a local racetrack. Somewhere along the way, O'Connell realized he was hooked, but he was haunted by his past belief that only lousy doctors, doctors who couldn't make it anywhere else, treated the homeless.
I did not want to go out and take care of a very disenfranchised, marginalized community and then be very marginalized by my own profession.
His solution was to partner with the city's top hospitals. He made sure medical students rotated through shelters. He showed that treating homeless patients can require as much skill and ingenuity as any other medical specialty. If Jim O'Connell has a regret about his work, it's this, that his devotion to his job and his round-the-clock work weeks have come at the cost of his personal life. He married briefly when he was in his late 40s, but that didn't last, and he has no children, which he'd wanted. The photos lining his office hallway are telling, pictures he's taken over the years of his patients, his proxy family. So he pleads with young doctors to find better balance than he has. O'Connell acknowledges that caring for homeless people can be burnout work, but he says he's sustained by how heroic he considers many of his patients and by the satisfaction he gets from making their lives a little gentler.
I always dreamed that I'd find something that would inflame my passion, keep me from getting bored, stay ever more elusive in a sense, so I never feel I've gotten control of it. And this is it. I found the perfect career.
As celebrated as he is, Dr. Jim O'Connell is exceptionally modest. Earlier this month, when he was awarded the prestigious Albert Schweitzer Prize for Humanitarianism, he took the podium and asked the audience if anyone had a large rock he could crawl under. Although it took O'Connell half his lifetime to figure out what he wanted to do, he's a powerful example of the impact one person can make. Proof of that is in the thousands of homeless men and women who've received top-notch medical care and sometimes life-saving care, thanks to a vision he embraced 27 years ago. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
To see photos and video of Dr. Jim O'Connell and his patients, and to see the rest of the stories in our Visionary series, go to our website, wbur.org.